Thanks, Max. Wonderful. Thank you for that very amazing introduction. I think Proverbs is something very precious for us. Sarah, happy birthday. Where is she? Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, then you can all inundate her later afterwards. Happy birthday. Big hug, big love. We love you, Sarah. You're an amazing, amazing woman. So when you come through later on, we'll give you lots of love after the meeting. And then there are a few more coffees. If anyone missed out, you're welcome to jump up and grab a coffee. It's always special to be with you ladies. Proverbs 31, as Meg said, it's like quite up there. And I just think God is incredible because he never puts us under pressure. We're the ones that put pressure on ourselves. And the way I would have done it if I was God is I would actually put a whole lot of rules together and say, this is how you live, because I know what's good for you. But he gives us free choice. And I think the beautiful thing about the scripture is it's there for us to see. And just like Jesus, he is an example for all of us to follow, but none of us can be like Jesus. None of us have got it all together. But there's this example set before us that all of us can journey towards. And I think Proverbs 31 is that woman as well. We on a journey towards her. And the other thing is that as we read through it, we're going to read it now, it's like actually this mother who's speaking to her son saying, who can find this woman? She's very rare. And so that straight away takes the pressure off because we don't have to be all those things. But I do think we're on a journey towards this woman. It's a beautiful example. The reason why I would like to start with this proverb, because we're going to work through the chapters of Proverbs, but I feel like if you see the picture which we are aiming towards, where we are on the journey towards, when we learn about the other Proverbs, it's like that is the path we're taking towards there. And there are so many different types of proverbs dealing with finances and dealing with marriage and dealing with parenting and discipline and taking care of nature that's been set around us. It's all these different types of proverbs, but if we learn to absorb all of them, we will eventually be on that path towards being that woman. So I'm going to read it for you. I don't know how many of you have read the whole of Proverbs 31. Like Mex, maybe you have decided, no, you'd rather, in those early days, rather not go there. I understand that. But now it's actually a beautiful encouragement. The sayings of King Lemuel, an oracle his mother taught him. Remember I said there were no kings called Lemuel, but maybe it was a nickname. So I'm thinking it's probably Solomon. So I'm imagining his mother, Bathsheba. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It's not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what the law decrees and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. So she starts it off by putting him in his place, reminding him of why he's king and what his duties are. And then she goes on to this incredible woman, a wife of noble character who can find. So straight away that takes the pressure off us. We haven't been able to find a woman like this, but you know what, my son? This is my desire for you. And I don't know about you, but for my kids, I wanted the best partner for them. You want the best. So this is a mother's, just imagine you holding your child and you're speaking over this baby, but the baby grows, they become a toddler, a teenager, a young adult. You've got these moments of speaking over your child. You say, my boy, choose wisely. This is the type of woman I want you to look for. And this is God. He places these Holy Spirit inspired words that have been recorded for us. It's like, my children, this is what I desire for you. If you can follow forward into this place, you will be satisfied. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong and her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear of her house for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes a seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. That is a powerful statement, because our kids know the very worst of us. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. She is one incredible mama. She is amazing. But what I see in here are lots of gifts. And if I can encourage any of you, God has designed each one of you in a particular way with specific gifts that none of us can be. But you are your own unique creation. Psalm 139, God knitted you in your mother's womb in a specific way. And that very DNA that no man, woman, child, boss, no one can mess with your DNA, because it's specifically designed by God to be you. And that gift is what I want to encourage you in. What is it that God's called you to be? And there are areas that we need to be stretched into and encouraged in. And maybe there are different seasons. I was chatting to someone just now, and she had an incredible season before she became a mum. And now motherhood is, she's so aware of the blessing of it. But yet the mantle of motherhood is like, sometimes you just like, you forget who you are, because being a mom, you give everything to your kids. And they're different seasons, but there are gifts inside of you that I want to remind you are God-given, and you need to let those flourish. You might not be all of these things, but you are some of them. And you are something which God has designed you to be. Find those gifts and let them flourish. It's a beautiful communication from God to us of what he sees women can be. And I think if we look at this, they say, okay, I better just give reference, because I've done so much studying, and the reference, I've read a book called Choices by Mary Farrar, Beautiful in God's Eyes by Liz George, My Study Bible, been very helpful, Discipleship Bible, and Matthew Henry's commentary to get the facts straight in the end. And so I've done lots of studying since I've decided to do Proverbs. It's been such an exciting time for me. A friend of mine gave me a book, and I've just read little little paragraphs here and there, but I keep going back to the Proverbs. I'll get to the book another day. But the Proverbs, it really gripped me. And I've tried to read the whole of Proverbs again and again. And I want to encourage you as moms, even while we're working through this, go and just read scripture. Read Proverbs again and again. Like a lot. Like as many times as you can, because you will find each time you think, I've never read this before. Meanwhile, you've actually read through Proverbs a few times. And then like the fifth or the sixth time, you think, I've never seen this proverb before. And God is highlighting different aspects. If we keep reading it, we are going to be so encouraged and be given so much wisdom. So those are my references, because I feel like I need to be honest. I have gleaned from so many different sources. But I want to encourage you, take these jewels that you find out of this and teach them. Here it says to your son, but teach them to your kids. And it's never too soon. You can start speaking these words over your nursing baby. If you are busy listening to the Bible on, I used to do it, a Bible on CD back in the day, but now you have these incredible readings of the Word of God that you don't even have to have the Bible open in front of you. You can have the Word of God read over you. You're listening to it all the time in your ears. You can be nursing your baby. Your baby can be screaming. You can be doing sleep training. The reality is the Word of God can be just infusing. And I've so enjoyed that Project Love, where you can download, literally it's scripture that is sung. I'm loving it. Just go and Google Project Love or go onto your Apple Music or what's the other one? Spotify. Spotify, you can get it easily if you've got Spotify. Just incredible. It's literally, and I just replay it, and it's scripture sung. And it's just very helpful. Teach it forward into the next generation. This is wisdom that God gives to this woman. And she is making sure that her son, who's a king, he's a big boy, he's obviously tried a lot of women, and we know the story of Solomon. He had a problem there, but she is not giving up. She's saying to him, if you find a wife similar to this, this will do you good, my son. And I want to encourage you, never stop teaching your kids. And this proverb shows us the commands of our fathers, the teachings of the mother. So command is like a dad says, enough, son, enough. They don't even explain themselves. They just say, stop it. And the kid generally stops it. But a mother's teachings, it's that repetitive. And I saw a couple of questions about babies you're not wanting to sleep on the mom's group. And I want to encourage you guys, it's not just a formula that just happens. Sleep training is training. It is a long process. And we have very wise people here who can point you in the right directions. She will do a slot sometime on it this year, because I feel that if we can teach a child the discipline of sleep, you help them and you provide for them for the rest of their life, because most of us have sleep problems sometime or other. But if we learn the foundational truths of how to find rest, the discipline of that, it's helpful. But you know what? It's teaching. It takes time. It's you do it again. And that's parenting is tiring. It doesn't stop. It doesn't go away. You can't wake up in the morning and think, oh, today I'm going to give it a break. Because I'm telling you, today will be a very shocking day, because parenting is a discipline of doing it every day. And that's why you need help in it. And the Word of God is a beautiful help. You are never alone. You might be a single mom. You are never alone, because God is there to help you. The Holy Spirit, when Jesus left this world, he said, the Holy Spirit I leave with you and peace I leave with you. Peace can help you sort out all the busyness of life and find that which you need to focus on right then. Jesus given, and he's given us the word. He's given us Proverbs, which is a really good advice. Let's go after this woman. Teach the next generation. I think this Proverbs 31 is actually an encouragement for each of us. It's not a pressure. It's an encouragement for us to aim towards something. And we all need vision. We all need to go after something. Otherwise, we start this program, then we go this way, then we try, oh, this one's got a book on that. It's like suddenly you are going in five different directions and your poor child doesn't know what strategy you are following. But if you go after the Proverbs, you are going to be on the right direction. A good wife or mother is often contrasted in the Proverbs with the unacceptable wife. So let's just talk even the way God has chosen to just describe wisdom and folly. It's a feminine term. And sometimes I'm a bit offended by that. It's because like, wow, we always chosen as the one, which could be wrong, could be right. But actually, if we choose the right way, wisdom is a beautiful thing to go after, and there's space for all of us, tall, short, large, slim, confident, quiet-natured. It's like we can all find our place in this Proverbs 31 woman. So folly and wisdom are feminine terms. The unacceptable wife, there is a lot. They even say it's better not to be married than to be married with a quarrelsome wife, and we are like a dripping tap or being on the corner of a roof. Have you ever sat on the corner of the roof? I have a very high roof, and my knees shudder at the thought of even getting up there. But when I watch someone putting up the satellite dish or whatever, I'm like nearly vomiting and my knees are quivering. I'm like, hold on, Todd, hold on. So can you imagine? It's better to live on that corner than with a quarrelsome wife. I mean, that's quite descriptive scripture. But you know what we are? Even so much, Proverbs 12 verse 4 says, you're a crown or you can be the decay to your husband's bones. I mean, that is like extreme. It's like you're a crown for him, or are you busy belittling him so much that his bones are decaying? And sometimes it's quite good to see those two extremes, because somewhere in the middle, you're probably fitting. And it's like, I want to actually be more leaning towards being the crown than causing decay to my husband's bones. And so Proverbs is like, it speaks it as it is. But this, the Proverbs 18 verse 22, it says, valued as a gift from God. A good wife is valuable, and we are going to go after that one. The ideal wife and mother leads to a family of success. And you know, right now with your kids being little, you think, oh, this is such a grind, the same each day, trying to pursue, imparting, correcting, disciplining, guiding, encouraging, being the honey, the words of honey. But it's every day, you've got to choose, and you're away. Sometimes you think, I've just got no energy for this, but I want to encourage you, I want you to look for what the child's going to become. You want the success in your family. And I can't tell you, I watch people who have so much heartbreak. And you know, ultimately kids choose their own way. And none of us wake up one day and say, today I'm going to be a shocking parent. We all wake up and we say, we're going to try today. But the reality is that sometimes kids choose a different way. And we have to learn to live in a place of grace for that, because the kids choose their own way. But somehow when they choose God, there is a beautiful, beautiful, full feeling that comes. And I trust that my kids will always choose God. That is one of my biggest prayers, is that they will always lean into God. How they do it is up to them, but that my prayer and my cry is, please, Lord, keep them close to you, that they'll always choose back to you. It's a beautiful moment of success. That's what we're trying to teach our kids. What flavor do you leave in people's minds and their hearts and their mouths when you leave their company? Your kids are picking up your true flavor, because they see you all the time. But the reality is people walk away from your interactions with a flavor. And I love that picture, Megs, of how you said honey. It's like leave with a sweet flavor in people's minds, hearts, and voices. And I think Proverbs 31, woman, is she leaves a sweet flavor. When you read the words of what she is, there's a sweet flavor from her maidservants right the way through to the people of the community, and then, of course, her husband and her children as well, who bless her. How is this all possible to walk this journey? And as I said, I think as we study the book of Proverbs in its wholeness, we will find a place where we can fit in there. I've got two full talks on the Proverbs 31 women. The one I prepared before I even met with our little toolbox crew, the ladies who journey together to lead this group. And I felt that it was a little bit, it was like a list out of a book. And if I've read Proverbs 31, and actually most of the groups, the readings that are, they would come back to these sort of things of she's a woman of character, a woman of value, she's solid, she's loyal, she's trustworthy in all areas, and I do love that. I think that's good. She's on a mission. She's a fountain of joy. Her heart seems to be in the right place. She's beautiful and she's disciplined, and I loved it. And I had all the scriptures and everything. She's so good with her time management and her homemaking and money management. It's just this woman of skill, and it's true. She is all those things, trustworthy in all areas, in money and children and her home and her reputation, in her emotions, trustworthy in emotions. Powerful one. We're going to study. And then I realized we're actually going to study all these different areas in the Proverbs. And I felt that I wanted to be more of a heart, impart a heart today. And so for me, how I really see Proverbs 31 is she was a woman who went after God. And if I encourage you in any way today, it's like, no, you're not going to be able to be good in finances and mothering and wifing, business and in your home and be on top of everything in every area. But if you focus your heart on going hard after God and getting to know Him, you're going to have success. You're going to have favor. You're going to feel loved. You're going to be secure. And so that's what I encourage you. We are going hard after those. And I'd let a friend of mine use this Bible. It was when Rory and I started leading Glenridge in Durban, I felt like I had no clue the pressure of being a pastor's wife. Just, and so one of our first purchases, and we had no money. We had absolutely no money. And I asked Rory for a Bible that could help journey me through this season. Yeah, we had no Google. I mean, the greatest thing we had was the collection of CDs on the Bible, you know. It's like, that was like really wow, and we saved up a lot to buy that. But he bought me this Disciple Study Bible, and it's journeyed with me a lot, and I let a friend use it for a while. And when she gave it back to me, it's been sitting there because I've got my nice new Bibles. And I opened to read the NIV version of Proverbs 31, and I thought, oh my goodness, look at this. I've got some little words next to you. I don't even remember writing them. That was how much of a blur that season was. But I loved it. So I don't know whether Rory preached it, whether someone else preached it, or whether I read a book. But as I read this, I thought, oh, this is actually what I believe. So there, in Proverbs 31, verse 10, she is worthy far more than rubies. And I circled worthy. And then it says, her husband has full confidence in her. So to have confidence, someone's got to be faithful. So faithful is probably my first point, is if you are a faithful woman of God, it means so many different things. So today I want you to walk away here just going hard after God, to actually be a faithful woman, faithful daughter, faithful wife, faithful mother, faithful friend. It encapsulates so many of the Proverbs we're going to study about. Faithful with your finances. I just think the word faithful just jumped out at me. And I thought, wow, that was so clever of me to highlight that. And then in verse 17, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out. And I've written there able, but I want the F's. So I thought, okay, to be able, you've got to be fit. And so fit. So even, I mean, I speak to myself. I'm back on it. Holidays, I was not fit. I didn't do any exercise. And you all know, those of you who know me, I hate exercise, but fit. But I just, so for me, my aim is I want to be strong and healthy to be able to pick up my grandchildren. That's my vision. I want to be an involved granny. I don't want to be sick and not be able to be involved in their lives. So for me, being able and fit is about looking after my own body, watching what I eat. There she is. She's obviously got a demanding job handling these. It says her arms are strong. But what I loved about this being fit is she was able to work well, but then she looked after the poor too. So if you look at the picture of her arms, they are strong out there, getting things done, but they're very open towards just letting it flow and being generous with it. I love that. So fit. She is faithful. She's fit. She's fearless. In verse 21, when it snows, she has no fear for her household, not just for herself, but her whole household. And that is a provision that is far beyond just thinking selfish things, but that she's fearless. But actually, she's also right at the end there, verse 30, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. She's fearless, but it's because she's got a security in her God. She's not worried about the things to come. In verse 24, it says, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. And I don't know, I just imagine a woman who is wearing something flowing. I can just, the breeze is blowing, her hair is flowing. She's just, there's a femininity about her. Even though she's so strong and so able to do so much, there is this femininity and feminine way about her. She's not trying to compete with those men at the gate. And young ladies, just a caution, you've got to live in this age and you have got your own battles to fight against. But you know what? I just want to remind you, you do not have to compete with the men of this world. God has created you female. Be confident in that. Be strong, be fit, be able, be successful. Go for it with the gifts God's put on your life. But be feminine and be proud of it. And you teach your kids male and female. And you do not have to blur the boundaries because the world is blurring them right now. God has created male and female. Be secure in who He's created you to be. Be feminine. And that doesn't mean you only have to wear dresses. Feminine is something that comes from within. It is a beauty that overflows out of a confidence of being who God has created you to be. Full is the other F. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. And that is the sense of your heart being full when those closest to you know you so well can still bless you and praise you. That for me is success. That for me is actually where there's a sense of, this is enough for me, God. I'm content in this place. But it actually carries on where it speaks that her, those who work for her have no need. She is clothing them. And if you study the Bible times, they actually, Most people only wore linen, plain linen or cotton, and they didn't color it because it was expensive to color. But her whole household is clothed with color. The garments have been dyed, and that was expensive. And so she actually didn't just keep it for herself. She made sure her whole household were taken care of. And there's no idleness about her. She makes sure when there's something to be done, she makes sure it's done fully. And then many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The fear of the Lord is probably the thing that we want to follow hard after throughout the book of Proverbs. So ladies, I want to encourage you. Don't be scared of this woman. This woman is an encouragement of where you're going towards. And as we study the Proverbs, it's going to be extremely difficult because some of them, we'll talk about disciplining kids, and some of you are not going to like that way, but I have to just tell you, the Holy Spirit put it in the Bible, not me. And if it talks about smacking your kids, well, that's a way. And you can try all your other options, but I'm telling you now, if the Holy Spirit has advised something, you've got to listen to it. And it doesn't mean, I don't think James had more than 5 smacks in his whole life. I don't know how many smacks they really got, but there's hardly any. But when they got a smack, they got a smack. And they learned that lesson. And the reality is, we do not have to speak again and again and again and again and again, where in the end you start going mad. And so discipline is not a harsh thing that God gives. It's a pattern and a way he shows us. And if you follow it correctly, it's going to bring you life and it's going to bring the success of a peaceful home. So let's journey together, ladies. Let's go hard after God. I forgot to speak about one thing. In my journey of this, going through Proverbs 31, it's like, sure, Lord, this is quite a woman, and she's such a strong woman, and it's quite a thing to aspire to. But I read in one of the commentaries that it's very parallel to Psalm 112. So if you read Psalm 112, it's about this extremely valiant, strong general. And the words that are used in Proverbs 31 are almost identical to the words used about this incredible man in Psalm 112. And the other thing that's interesting to look at is it's written like a poem or a song. In the old ways of writing, this woman would have been sung about. And that's how they passed it on from generation to generation, was teaching songs. And this is a beautiful, even the pattern that it's laid out and the poem, the way it's written, is actually a beautiful song. So when you compare that with the song of Psalm 112, it's extremely similar. And the same demands that God puts on women, he puts on men as well. And so I just found that really encouraging. And the end of Proverbs 31 is actually how it ends, with almost like a hallelujah. So if you read it in its original text, it's like the celebration of who we are as women. It's hallelujah. It's before God. We are a beautiful musical tone. And that I want to encourage you to leave with. You are a song, dear ladies. You are strong, you are worthy, you're actually rare. The type of woman that you want to be is rare, and you are cherished, you are more precious than rubies. May God bless each one of you as you journey together, as we journey together, to go on a to be mothers and wives of significance in God's way, beautiful in his eyes. Amen.
Thank you, Mel, so much. I think one of our goals this year is also to be a little bit more intentional with our WhatsApp group as well. So there's already a little bit of a summary that I sort of want us to walk away, and I almost counted Mel's five F's. Full of confidence, faithful, fit, fearless, and fear of God. Or actually six, femininity and full. And on top of that, leaving today with two questions. Find your gift and let it flourish. And I think that is something really to be intentional about over the next week, asking God, what are your gifts? And even being a good mom is a beautiful gift. It doesn't have to be this uber talented, like that is a beautiful gift. And really pushing into that. And then the second thing I want you to ask yourself is, what flavor do I leave with someone when I leave that person? And I think that's a beautiful characteristic, or just even to be with other people, is what flavor do I leave when I walk away from them? It's something that I think God calls us to, and not just something we want or desire. It's something he desires for us. So, yeah, Lord Jesus, we just come before you this morning. I pray, Lord, that as every single lady leaves here, Lord, we go away with these questions to ask you, Lord, even if we're just driving. Lord, I pray that you show every single woman in this room and outside, every single mom present this morning, I pray, Lord, that you reveal an answer to them. Lord, that tomorrow, next week, the moms can come back and share, Lord, what you have revealed to them. And I pray, Lord, that you go with us. I pray, Lord, you go with our families. You protect us and keep us safe. I thank you, Lord, for the beautiful gift that Mel is to this mom's group. I pray, Lord, that you go with her, that you protect her, especially as she's shared so well this morning. Lord, I pray that you put a hedge of protection around her family and her, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the privilege of being able to be here this morning, Lord, and we pray that you are with every single one of us. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, ladies.